It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Barbecue Bob. It's glad. I'm glad to be back. It's good to be back. I missed a couple weeks, one for vacation and one for an illness. And I appreciate you covering for me while we were gone.
Well, two things are sure. Number one, we're not going jopless this week.
That's right.
And number two, he even came back tongue-twisted like when he left. He couldn't say network. Welcome back, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. On Jethro Country with a Twist, the Jethro family of stations, the Michigan Talk Network, and of course WBRN and the internet. Thanks for podcasting the show or listening live in the live stream. You can hit the Jethro website and stream us on the bottom of the site. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. You can stream us there. You can get the podcast there. Jop, the podcast is exploding. And
it's the wave of the future,
we've never
Bob.
Paid attention to it all that much other than dumping it out there for free. And it's really catching on. I mean, every day I'm helping people download it. It's pretty cool. But Jop was on a cruise, so we went jopless thanks to Chaz for filling in for you last weekend.
Right.
And I was going to apologize for starting off the show so dour last week. Because the train derailment and all the chemicals and all that stuff. And I came in and I was gut stabbed with just everything going on. And I had a hard time getting happy and I was going to apologize, but I'm not going to apologize because that's just the state of the world we're in right now. And I guess I felt like I had to grieve and tell everybody to remember those people and try and help out somehow. And that was really what the message was.
Yeah. So let me tell you a brighter side of that story, literally and figuratively. We left on the 5th. That derailment happened on the 4th.
Okay.
We left at 6 a.m. on the 5th in a flight out of Grand Rapids.
Not a train. Okay,
no,
that's
no,
good.
A flight out of Grand Rapids to Atlanta. Okay? We're up in the air maybe 20, 30 minutes, and I got the window seat, and I look out, and the sky is completely gray. It's still dark out, right? We're above the clouds, and there's an orange dot out there. And I could see it when we're coming at it, and we flew all the way by it, and it was completely gray except for this bright orange dot
the
clouds.
It was
the fire. Mm. And, you know, when I got...
So the big mushroom cloud wasn't there yet?
No. I didn't hear about it that evening. We went to bed early because we had to get up at... Oh, dark 30 to get to the airport, right? But I didn't hear about the derailment. And then that morning, I think it was burning so hot that the sky was orange at 6:15 in the morning before the sun came up.
So you said you were going to talk about a bright spot. The bright spot was the clouds.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to make light of events that are taking place. But this is, It's an awful thing, and thankfully some people are coming to the rescue for those poor folks, because I can't imagine what it's like to have to evacuate your home, and you almost have to, because if you just stay there, I mean, one guy went there, I listened to a reporter, he was on the ground for this guy, I should have written his name down, but he came in, he's got a podcast, and he came in, and... He, because of his podcast, he raised $20,000 in January. He came into that town. I think he said he was there for like an hour, and he handed out $20,000 envelopes to the closest houses around him. And then he interviewed those people, and you should have heard those people. I mean, what a wonderful thing to do. I mean, that guy's got a heart. That's just something else. I thought I saved his podcast, but anyway, there is a fella that was just in there handing out $1,000 bills, and I apologize, I didn't write his name down, because that'd be a good one to follow, because the more people that listen to podcasts and stuff like that, the more they can monetize it. The $20,000 was the money he made in January off his podcast, so he's doing things way better than we're doing.
Well, just different different business model, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we didn't know we could make money doing this.
Right. Well, it was never really the goal. This is just a lot of fun, and so let's lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But there, Bob, I just handed you my phone. I found the picture. See that orange dot in the sky? Crazy.
Spooky.
Spooky, yeah,
so,
it was.
So I had a Wagyu snafu.
What's that mean?
Okay.
I think I know what it is, but tell me about it.
Well, you know, my best girl doesn't like to see red in her meat.
Right.
And I keep saying, honey, it's Wagyu, okay? And
that don't know, what's that mean? It's Wagyu.
Well, it's Americans. This is red Wagyu, so it's like Kobe beef without the massage.
Okay.
So it's the best beef in North America, and I just got another load of it. And so I thawed four patties. She brings it in frozen. I thawed four patties, and I put them on the grill because, you know, if you fire up the grill, you might as well do a couple extra. Well, in trying to get my wife's well done, I got mine well done.
Well, sure.
And it was so disappointing.
Yeah. Well done dries it out, and then lose the lure of the Wagyu, because if I understand it right, it's just so much better marbled.
It's so fat.
Right.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't dry them out. I was just disappointed because it wasn't how I like it.
Yeah.
And it felt like a sin to do Wagyu medium well or whatever it came out.
Yep.
So that was my big cursed grilling of the, and I'm trying to stream it for the people that follow, and my streaming kept cutting out. So I apologize if you were trying to watch that. It's very short. You just see burgers going on the grill a couple of times, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, most of the time when you're doing those, I see your deck as you're walking between this and that.
And I'm talking as I'm doing it, saying, okay, this time I'm going to keep the camera on the food. And then, of course, it goes out.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, well, maybe it's our age and our lack of technical expertise.
Well, and only having two hands.
The intent
makes it really hard.
Right.
I think a GoPro would be a great way to do it, you know, where it's just on your hat.
Right. Well, then you'd have to be looking at what you're doing, and most of the time you're not doing that either. So,
well, I was looking at the ice in my woods as I pulled the smoker out for you this morning. I'll tell you what, this weather is crazy, and you wanted to do some. We keep Jop smoker at my house because he doesn't have the driveway space, and I have plenty. So I went back there early, knowing we got to come in here, and I'm back there. And, of course, it's like a sheet of ice, even in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And this thing is frozen into the ground. So I got out there, fortunately, early.
Yeah.
Because
did you hook a gator onto it or anything?
No, I took the Jeep because it's heavier. And
okay.
I didn't want to fight it, and I knew I'd have to hook it up to the Jeep anyway. And holy cow, I'm glad nobody was filming that.
Yeah.
Because the man went down.
Yeah, right. It happens.
So
it happens.
Speaking of man, it is time to man up, put your daddy boots on. If you've been laughing at preppers, stop laughing at them and start getting your stuff together. The market took an absolute hammering. The stuff I've been warning about, it's here. So get your food stocks, get your pantries loaded up. What I've been warning you about, it's here. And you want to have a happy grilling summer as much as possible. It'll probably be a little bit harder to be happy when you watch your portfolio get hammered like it's fixing to and starting to and has been. But you at least want to have some good food for the grill, and might be the year to start a garden.
Yeah, well, you got to have space, you got to have technique, and, you know, a desire.
You got a great yard for a garden.
Yeah, right, yeah. All I've got is a big dog patch is all I've got. I got a couple of big horses that are fenced in, and they tear up the yard pretty good, but they play hell with the squirrels, though, I'm going to tell you that.
Well, you could put some chickens back there.
Right, yeah, right. They'd be good for the dogs to eat, but I don't think I'd get a piece of it, so, but anyway.
Yeah, so this show is going to be all about chicken on the grill or smoker. So what's the matter with chicken?
There ain't nothing matter with chicken.
That's right.
Not a thing. But anyway, you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We babble on back and forth. Maybe we'll get to some of these recipes, techniques, and equipment in the next segments, and we'll stop with the political banter. But
I didn't know you were going to get biblical.
You know what? I didn't realize we were going to get political. Oh, yeah, I did, because you do that every time. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on Jethro FM. It's Country with a Twist, and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.